I'm going to read to you from Leviticus 19, verse 9. It says here, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of the vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God." So here in Leviticus chapter 19, the Bible specifically given the instruction, God has given the instruction to his people, that when they're harvesting, when they're reaping the harvest of their fields, you know, as they're pulling out the fruits and getting all, you know, that which belongs to them, that which they're reaping, he tells them specifically, hey, make sure you leave a little bit for those who are poor, those who are strangers, those who come in after the reaping to basically glean those corners, okay? And I believe that's exactly what the 144,000 represent, okay? Now, I'm not saying that those who are here during the wrath of God were, like, left behind. You know what I mean? Like, they're saved, and then they're just left here. No, you know, what I'm saying is that those who are here, who are not reprobate, will ripen during the wrath of God. They will become very receptive, not prior to the wrath of God, but they'll become receptive during the wrath of God, okay? And look, folks, I mean, yeah, when you have locusts, when you have the 200 million horsemen who are breathing out brimstone, fire, and smoke, you're seeing all these plagues come upon the world, that should soften your heart up just a little bit, right? Where it's just like, I think I want to get saved now. I wish there was a soul winner who would actually come and give me the gospel, right? And look, God loves people. You know, he loves people. He loves the lost. And he loves them so much. Put it this way. God loves the lost so much that he's willing to just send some people from who've died thousands of years ago to come and win them to Christ thousands of years later, 144,000. That he's deputized 144,000 soul winner evangelists to go out and get them saved. That's a great testament of his love there. So they're operating as a means of basically, because they're going to be going to the four corners of the earth, the four corners of the field, to glean the remainder of people who are still receptive towards the gospel to get them saved and reap that harvest. Look at Isaiah 17. Here's with that in mind. Look at verse number 4 of Isaiah 17. It says, "And in that day it shall come to pass that the glory of Jacob shall be made thin, and the fatness of his flesh shall wax lean. And it shall be as when the harvestman gathereth the corn and reapeth the ears with his arm, and it shall be as he that gathereth ears in the valley of Rephaim, yet gleaning grapes shall be left in it, as the shaking of an olive tree. Two or three berries in the top of the uppermost bough, four or five in the outmost fruitful branches thereof, saith the Lord God of Israel." So what is he saying? You know, there's going to be a couple. It's not going to be this massive revival, obviously. The vast majority of people are going to be dying, taking the mark of the beast. But there are going to be what? Four or five in the outmost parts, right? There's going to be two or three berries at the top of the uppermost bough. They're going to go into these remote areas where people are living off-grid, or people where there's no technology. There's going to be two or three families in this area. You know, you think of Faith Forward Baptist Church, who does the soul winning in the Indian reservations. Often they'll go to a specific place and there's literally only two houses there. I mean, they'll drive for hours to get to a reservation where there's literally just a couple of people to talk to. But you know, it's worth going for those people, right? Right. Willing to travel long distances even to see one person saved is worth it. Well, how much more? This is the same philosophy that God has when he says, well, you know what, to get a couple people saved during the wrath, during my outpouring of my wrath, it's worth sending 144,000 soul winners to go find them.